Hello.
Hey Eli, how are you?
How are you? I'm doing well.
Good, good. Curious, is there a common theme with the turnovers this year?
No, I mean, I think obviously every turnover has its own story, its own reason, and so you just try to learn from it and move on and try to make good decisions and try to make plays where you give your team a good chance of winning and staying in the game.
Brandon Marshall just said that, talking about the Giants, they seem to be shaky all the time this time of year and then turn it on in November and December. Is this a normal early season kind of thing for you?
No, I mean I think kind of in the past we've gotten off the fast starts, and it's got and September, October we usually play well, and so every once in a while we might have a tough game. It's like anybody, but obviously we got to play better, and we're not playing well, well enough. We're doing some good things and we're making some plays, but I think we're leaving too many good plays out there that are able to be made, and is making mistakes and getting in some bad situations that are hurting us.
Eli, when you are 0-5 at this stage, how do you fend off discouragement from sort of taking over a locker room?
Right. Well, I think our guys have been have handled it well, and I think they know that we can fix it. They know we can play better than what we are. They know we're capable of more, and that we'll do whatever it takes to get that first W. And I think that's been good. I think also just the fact that I feel like our division's still pretty wide open and it's still early. Obviously Dallas and Philly both have 2 wins, but feel that hey, we can get back on track, we can get a win and get right back in the mix of things. So we're gonna keep working and stick together as a team, and that's kind of been the theme and the message. We gotta stay together. We gotta keep supporting each other. We gotta we gotta fix it, and we gotta be try to get guys to play at a higher level, and I gotta play at a higher level, but we just gotta stay together.
Eli, when you look at the Bears defense, they're known for being opportunistic, even though they really weren't on Sunday. What do they do well, and how are they able to force turnovers?
Well, I think they do a great job of stripping the ball when for quarterbacks, for receivers, running backs, whoever has it. They do a really good job of doing that. They do a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback and causing him to throw the ball sometimes before he wants to. They take away your deep stuff on a lot of things and make you throw the ball check downs and underneath, and you just got to be patient. And so they have a good scheme, they have good players, and I think they kind of take some educated risks at times, and I think through their study or through their game plan, and their corners are make some plays.
What stood out to you about your time with Martellus Bennett?
Interesting times. So I'm sure y'all have had a good some interesting quotes and some good interviews with him. But I don't know what his new nickname is right now. He seems to have one every couple of weeks, but he's Martellus. He's a good player, and he came in. He worked extremely hard. It was did some good things for us, and obviously happy that he got a good contract and is playing well there in Chicago.
Guys around here talk about his propensity to take a high volume of notes. Was that present in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I think he prepared well, and he knew each week what kind of how we run. Treat things and what his rules were and what the routes. So he does a good job in preparing and understanding what his role is and what he has to do.
What did you call him?
I just called him Martellus. So I think I just kept it. I couldn't remember the most current nickname at the time. So something about a unicorn, I think. But I think I just kind of stuck with Martellus.
Anything else?
Thank you.
Thanks, Eli.
Good thing. Thanks a lot.